At the foundation of the music, there had to be the song, and therefore there had to be a writer. Today, one of the bright new songwriting talents in gospel music is here, and his credits may surprise you. Scotty Inman of Triumphant Quartet is next.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It takes a pretty cool talent to be able to sit down and craft a song. And if you've been a fan of gospel music for any length of time, undoubtedly what we find is this is true across the board. While people love a quartet sound or a mixed group sound or a bluegrass or a soloist or whatever, it always seems to come back to the message that is at the core. Everything else is cool, but the message is central to a gospel song. And so putting all of that together in a craft, saying something important, is something that most of us admire, but few of us can really pull off. And we've got some young talent that's coming up in this field of gospel music, not only as artists, but also doubling as songwriters as well. We've talked to a few of them on this show, and today we've got one that I know you know, and I wonder if you knew how much he's writing. And this is Scotty Inman of Triumphant Quartet. Scotty, it's good to talk to you.
Hey, thank you. It's good to talk to you, too.
Honestly, not to critique anything about your intellect or say anything, you know, insulting, but you were one of these ones that I just had no idea. I didn't realize you were writing as much as you were writing. And I don't know if we got talking about it one day or what, but all of a sudden I started noticing, yeah, you really are putting your pen to a lot of songs.
I guess I'm not one. I like to sing. I love to sing.
Yeah.
And along the way, I've been a part of some songs, and kind of how I look at myself, somebody who sings that might write a couple songs here or there. So, but I've been blessed to be able to write with some great writers, and there's been some groups who have taken some of my songs and recorded them, and I'm very thankful for that.
So talk about that. Who are some of the groups that you've been able to pitch to and get a cut on?
I write a lot of quartet songs, imagine that. The Kingsmen, Inspirations, Kingdom Heirs. Triumphant has recorded probably 15 at this point. Karen Peck, the title cut of her new solo CD, How You Walk the Miles, the song that I co-wrote with Kenna Turner West. Just excited to be a part of the writing process. But again, I guess I've always considered myself somebody who sings and writes every once in a while.
Yeah.
Scotty Inman, focusing on his songwriting skills as he co-wrote this, as he just mentioned, as the title track for Karen Peck and New River.
Everybody has struggles. Everybody has pain. It's the part of living where we're all the same. At times it's easy. At times you're bearing a load. And I pray that when you reach the end of your road, you see it's not about how many times you fall, it's how you walk the miles till your days are through. Can you say when life is over, you did the best that you could do? It's how you show the world that Jesus is.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Scotty Inman is my guest today, and we're listening to Scotty talk about his songwriting skills and how God called him into this part of his ministry. Not only traveling and using an amazing vocal talent that he has with Triumphant, but also in co-writing some of the best new songs in gospel music today. You and I were talking before we came on the air that you do a lot of co-writing, as you mentioned there, but a lot of these ideas kind of come to you, and right now you're sitting on the Triumphant Quartet bus. You're in the back lounge, and is the road life kind of where a lot of these ideas start off? Or you hear something as you travel and you think about it, or does it happen there in the Sevierville Pigeon Forge area of Tennessee where you live?
The answer to that question is yes. No. You know, I think on the road I get a lot of inspiration, whether it being with other groups in a concert setting. You know, I hear a group that I go, you know what, I've got a song that I'm starting that kind of sounds like them, or we're at a church service or a pastor's conference, and I hear a great message, and I go, you know what, that's a great thought. I wonder if I can turn that into something musically, or, you know, I think the road, of course, now I have a nine-month-old, and I'm, so that's kind of got me taken up at the house. I think on the road is where I find inspiration to write songs.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, for those who know you, you're a young guy, and so that could be one criticism that, man, you haven't lived long enough or sinned big enough to even have an opinion on anything yet.
You know what? I use exactly what you just said a lot. I stay away from certain songs, certain topics, for that reason. I think there's a believability. Is that a word, believability?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. I think a songwriter and an audience has to have that connection. And I think I've got to be careful as a young guy to not write songs that people look at me and go, you don't have a clue.
Yeah,
Whether I do or not, you know, I think that's why I tend to write a lot of upbeat Southern gospel songs. I dabble in, you know, like How You Walk the Miles that Karen Peck wrote is a very strong lyric, I believe. But there are certain subjects that I think I have to steer away from just because, like you said, I haven't lived it. And I'm only going by hearsay sometimes. But that's a great point.
You know, I don't know, I don't have research really to back this up, but I hear that a lot of this next generation coming up, and maybe this has always been true, can smell phony a mile away. And so they want something authentic. They want people to be real. They don't want nobody jiving them, you know. And so when you come to the gospel music songwriting table, and you've got to write something that's going to reach people where they are. You've got to be realistic enough in the songwriting. You can't just be a bunch of cliches you're throwing out there. You got to be, as you just talked about, you've got to kind of have the experience there a little bit to know what you're talking about in a song. Do you find that you're writing for this next generation of a Southern gospel song from that perspective?
you know, I just, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of I've written with, most of them are older than I am, some quite a bit. There's some things being written right now with subjects that I think are hitting people right where they are about daily walk. And I think it takes it all. I think it takes both sides. You're right about the youth. I can't smell the phony from a mile away.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Scotty Inman's my guest today, and Scotty is a member of the Triumphant Quartet. Sings with his dad in the group. Clayton Inman is Scotty's dad. We're talking to him about his songwriting, and he's doing a lot of that, co-writing with a lot of great people in gospel music and listening to some of those songs today. So, Scotty, how much influence did your dad have on you becoming a songwriter? Has he written many songs?
You know, my dad has written a couple. We've actually recorded a couple of his songs that he'd written a few years back. But as far as him being a supporter, or he supports it completely, but I don't know if he's one that actually encouraged me to do so. Phil Cross probably has that title. I traveled with him for a year with Poet Voices about 12 years ago before Triumphant started. And I watched him every night talk about songs that he'd written, and I watched how it touched people. I even got to watch on the bus the creative process where he'd write a song and sing me a verse and a chorus to a song that would later become a big hit for a major group, you know, and just seeing how excited he would get. I tried to dabble in it myself. So I would say that Phil Cross probably holds that title as the person who I got the urge to write from.
And obviously, as a member of this quartet, a lot of the cuts coming from this group. Triumphant now, featuring the songwriting skills of Scotty Inman. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
What if the Lord came back today? Would you be ready to go, or would you have to stay? Does he live within your heart? Has he taken full control? Do you know that you know that you know? Do you know that you know that you know?
Have you thought about forever? Will he find your name on that heavenly road? Have some indecision. Have you made reservations? Are you ready to go?
What if the Lord came back today? Would you be ready to go, or would you have to stay? Does he live within your heart? Has he taken full control? Do you know that you know that you know? Do you know that you know that you know?
I was wandering in the darkness, lost forever. I was searching for light till I heard about a Savior. Then he brought salvation and made everything right. One day there will be a judgment. Everyone will answer for their immortal soul. I long to be with you in heaven. Do you know that you really know?
Well, what if the Lord came back today? Would you be ready to go, or would you have to stay? Does he live within your heart? Has he taken full control? Do you know that you know that you know?
I said, do you know that you know?
Dialogue, engaging music, and the laughter of the redeemed. This is Daniel Britt and Friends.
Don't start stalling. God is calling you to preach in a faraway land. Nineveh is liable to miss a great revival if you don't heed the Lord's command.
Don't take the wrong boat, it will never stay afloat if the men didn't throw you overboard.
Hey Jonah, don't you think it's a long way to sink? Don't you think you ought to listen to the Lord?
Jonah was a rebel, he listened to the devil. The ship sailed out from the shore. The waves started rocking, the wind started knocking. He was frightened like he'd never been before.
They threw him off the side and a whale was swimming by. Swallowed him and looked around for more.
Hey, Jonah, don't you think it's a long way to sink? Don't you think you ought to listen to the Lord?
No, Jonah wouldn't go.
Jonah learned you ought to listen to the Lord.
The moral of the story, God got the glory when the Ninevites repented of their ways. Jonah finally went there, he set a little tent there, he preached, and there were thousands who were saved. There's a message here for all who will hear the Master's call and do what Jonah just ignored.
Don't wait to learn the hard way, if Jonah could, he would say.
You know you ought to listen to the Lord. No,
Jonah wouldn't go.
So the Lord had to put him in a place where he couldn't get away.
Cause Jonah didn't know.
When the Lord calls you forth, you need to pack and leave that very day.
And God delivered him.
So the whale gave him up and his life and his calling was restored.
Thing. Gonna learn you ought to listen to the Lord.
So
Jonah wouldn't go.
So the Lord had a boat in a place where he couldn't get away.
Cause Jonah didn't know.
The Lord called him forth to lead the pack and
lead that very day. But God delivered him.
So the whale gave him up and his life and his calling was restored.
Oh, Jonah learned the hard way. You better do the right thing. Jonah learned you ought to listen to the Lord. Jonah learned you ought to listen to the Lord. Jonah learned you ought to listen to the Lord.
Triumphant Quartet, another great song there, co-written by Scotty Inman. He's the guest today on Daniel Britt and Friends, focusing on his songwriting talent.
Gospel music has so many husband and wife teams and so many family things going on anyway. I mean, you got family groups, family harmony, all that kind of stuff happening. You and your wife, Casey, I mean, she has been a supporter of yours. You can just see it. You can just see that she loves what you do and appreciates all the ins and outs of traveling. And that's got to be a hard position for a wife of a quartet man to watch him go out on the road every week, but she seems very, very supportive. How much has she, or you and her talked about doing any songwriting together, or does she give you ideas?
You know, you're 100% correct on how much she supports what I do, and what you see is what you get. And that's what makes what I do so much fun, is knowing I have a wife at home that is 100% behind me. And that goes for all the guys in the group. I know it's been said before, but we're on our 11th year with the same bunch of guys, and that's due to a lot of part. What I'm trying to say is their wives are a big part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a huge – their support is why we're still together. It's the main reason why we're still together. She doesn't necessarily write songs with me. She has given me a couple ideas, but – she's been a great encourager of songs that I have written to pitch them. And I guess she validates, you know, is it a good song? And she says it's a good song, so it must be a good song. She's been around Southern Gospel her whole life, and she knows what a good song is, and I appreciate that about her. And there's been a couple times that I wasn't going to pitch a song to a group, our group, and she questioned me about it, and later I would pitch it, and it ended up doing good. One of those is Almost Home that we recorded a couple years back.
Yeah,
I put it away, shelved it, because it kind of gotten shot down by some people. And we recorded it, and it went number one. So she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
anticipating, and I can't wait to see him face to face. Thank him for his saving grace. I know, we're almost home.
I'm going to a city where there is no more night, no sickness, no suffering, there is no more strife. Built by the mighty carpenter from the city of Galilee, I have a feeling that my mansion will overlook the crystal sea. Well, as soon as I get there, gonna find my family, and I'll talk a while with the one who laid his life down for you and me. Jasper walls, gates of pearl, oh, the things that are in store. I'll wake up in that promised land to live to die no more. Well,
I can't wait, my brother, we're almost home. Oh, I can't wait, my sister, we're almost home. This home that I'm awaiting, well, it's worth my anticipating. And I can't wait to see him face to face, thank him for his saving grace.
To listen to that heavenly choir singing the song for the redeemed. The crowd's getting so excited, it will be more than a dream. Well, you might find me running up and down those streets of gold in my brand new body. Oh, the half has not been told.
I can't wait, my brother, we're almost home. Oh, I can't wait, my sister, we're almost home. This home that I'm away, well, it's worth my anticipating. And I can't wait to see him face to face, thank him for his saving grace. I know, we're almost home.
Yeah, I'm almost home.
I can't wait, my brother, we're almost home. Oh, I can't wait, my sister, we're almost home. This home that I'm awaiting, well, it's worth my anticipating. And I can't wait to see him face to face, thank him for his saving grace. I'll be in my new robe of white, I know everything will be just right. I'm gonna shout, I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna praise the King of Kings. I'm gonna shout, 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 I'm gonna sing, 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 praise the King of Kings. I know we're almost home. And I can't wait to see him face to face, thank him for his saving grace. I'll be in my new robe of white, I know everything will be just right. I'm gonna shout, I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna praise the King of Kings. I'm gonna shout, 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 I'm gonna sing, 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 praise the King of Kings. I know we're almost home.
Triumphant Quartet featuring songwriting talent of Scotty Inman is our focus today on Daniel Britton Friends. By the way, that song soaring to the top of the gospel music charts. Here's another example of Scotty's writings with the Kingdom Heirs, When the Story of My Life is Told.
We read in the Bible of a man named Paul, Peter and John, good disciples all. We see their stories in the holy pages, faithful and true through the endless ages. I want to have a testimony too, like Moses and Daniel and Elijah do. I want to stay the course like the men of old, when the story of my life is told. When the story of my life is told, when the past and the future unfold, calls me home, and when the judgment comes, will he welcome me? Will I hear well done? When the story of my life is told, will it tell about a witness so bold? Will it say I kept the faith until my dying day? When the story of my life is
Jesus will hear every time I pray. He'll pick me up and make me that much stronger. Help me. me walk just a little bit longer.
I want to live my life and testify that whatever I need, Jesus will supply. I want my life to show I'm at my goal when the story of my life is told. When the story of my life is told. When the past and the future unfold. When the Lord calls me home and when the judgment comes, will He welcome me? Will I hear well done? When the story of my life is told, will He tell about a witness so bold? Will He say I kept the faith until my dying day? When the story of my life is told, when the story of my life is told, when the past and the future unfold. When the Lord calls me home and when the judgment comes, will He welcome me? Will I hear well done? When the story of my life is told, will He tell about a witness so bold? Will He say I kept the faith until my dying day? When the story of my life is told, when the story of my life is told, will He tell about a witness so bold? Say I kept the faith until my dying day when the story of my life is told.
Scotty Inman's here with us on Daniel Britt and Friends, focusing in on the Scotty Inman songwriter side of who he is. By the way, I was listening to some cuts of Triumph the other day, and I just kind of zoned in on your voice. I think it was The Great I Am Still Is. And, you know, how many times have I heard that song? But this day it just hit me. You are an amazing vocal talent. And, I mean, it's just the power you have in that song and the solid vocal of hitting that. I mean, it was just great. I loved it.
Wow.
I loved it.
I appreciate you saying that. I love that song. And that song has lasted for about 6 or 7 years now. And I believe we were talking about on the bus the other day, that song, that Phil Crossroads, are more requested now. And I believe it's the times we live in. I think that's a message that people are just hungry to hear.
every tear.
For the great I am still is.
I could lose it all and still be blessed.
The great I am still is.
I'm a sinner saved by grace because.
Triumphant Quartet, featuring Scotty Inman and The Great I Am Still Is. Of course, including that, not to emphasize his songwriting talent on that one. That one's written by Phil Cross and Twyla LaBarre, folks that Scotty looks up to, but showcasing, as I mentioned before this song, an amazing vocal talent that he is as well.
When you stand on stage and you sing, you're putting your talent out there. So if you have an off night, they're going to hear it. When you take a song that you've written and you start pitching it to some of your peers, some of the other groups in gospel music that you love and admire, you know, you may face a bit of rejection at that point. If they say, it's an okay song, but it's not for us, or no, we're going to pass on this one, or I guess maybe even worse than that is maybe you just don't hear anything. You don't get any response. Which one is more nerve-wracking for you, standing up in front of people or sending a song, you know, whether you send it in the mail or email it or whatever, pitch it to some artist or some other group, and then waiting for the reaction?
You know, probably the latter. Probably sending a song to a group and not getting a response, you know, whether it's good or bad. But I, being a part of the listening process, like Triumphant is too, I know there's hundreds, sometimes, you know, thousand songs, and you know you can't call every writer back and say your song didn't make it. And I totally get that.
Yeah.
But as a writer, I would love to get a phone call that says, you know what, listen to your song, it didn't make it. And I can go to sleep at night knowing that I got an answer.
Right.
But
right.
I'm also realistic to the fact of sometimes that's just not, you know, possible. No matter how close you feel to the group. You know, they're busy, they've got lives too, and that's just the way it is. So,
Scotty Inman is the voice you're listening to. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends as we focus in on the songwriting side of Scott.
I remember the time I knelt at the altar, saving grace came flooding my soul. I knew then that the Lord was with me, claiming my life and taking control. Every day I'm a-looking toward heaven for the last setting of the sun. My soul is prepared and I'm ready to go when it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done, I'll be leaving this world to shout.
When it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done, I'll rise from the ground. There will be no more doubting. Promised he would come again someday. Then and there I'll be on my way. My race will be run. Final song will be sung when it's all said and done.
God's children to be called home. Make your preparation, get your house in order. Eternal victory you will have won. Homecoming day we all will gather just beyond Jordan's mystic foam. So know for sure you will be called out when it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done, I'll be leaving this world to shout.
When it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done, I'll rise from the ground. There will be no more doubting. He promised he would come again someday. Then and there I'll be on my way. My race will be run. Final song will be sung when it's all said and done. The world a shout.
When it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done, I'll rise from the ground. There will be no more doubting. He promised he would come again someday. Then and there I'll be on my way. My race will be run. Final song will be sung when it's all said and done. My race will be run. Final song will be sung when it's all said and done. When it's all said and done.
You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Scotty Inman is my guest today, and we're listening to Scotty talk about his songwriting skills and how God called him into this part of his ministry. Not only traveling and using an amazing vocal talent that he has with Triumphant, but also in co-writing some of the best new songs in gospel music today. Tell me this, when you write a song, I can't imagine that you have some kind of a sound in mind or a rhythm, and answer this first, I guess. Do you write the music and the lyrics, or just more of the lyrics?
Okay, this is an interesting question, and I have an interesting answer.
Okay.
I don't play anything but drums, which doesn't help me a whole lot. But a lot of the songs I write, I still have a syncopation to them, especially the upbeat songs. They definitely have a percussion-type feel, in my opinion. But I do write the melody in my head. I can sing you the whole song, melody and all, a cappella. And then if we go to the studio, whether Jeff Stocks produces it or Wayne Hahn or whoever does the demo, I'll sing the song and they'll play what I'm singing and then we have a song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a deal where I'll write the lyric and somebody figures out the tune. I write the tune and the words at the same time without playing anything.
Wow, yeah.
So it's kind of interesting.
So with all that, Ben, this is a good question to follow that. You write a song, you've got a certain sound, a certain rhythm, a certain tempo in mind, and you pitch it to a group or you pitch it to several groups, and maybe a group that you had no idea would be the group to record that song, maybe it's the furthest from your mind, they choose it. Maybe they do something to it. They add a different arrangement, instrumentation. They speed it up. They slow it down. Or they even put a slightly different rhythm to it. And it almost gives it a new life or something totally out of left field that you had never even thought of. Has that ever happened?
Yeah. Are you asking me if I like that or not?
Yeah, exactly. Just give me your feelings on all of that. How when that happened, do you just sit back and cross your arms and go, huh?
I think I've most of the time, I don't have much opinion. I feel like when a group records my song, they have the liberty to make it their own, which mm-hmm. most writers feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
There are some cases where you wonder, you know, why is it slower than maybe you think it should be or whatever. But for the most part, I've really never had much of an opinion on that. I'm just so excited that they're recording my song. That I'm okay with them making it their own. I've never had a problem with that.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as they don't change the words. I think the words is where the writer sometimes gets, if there's a lyric that is moved around or something, I think it's where more so a writer gets maybe a little discouraged by that. But
sure.
As far as melodies or tempos or whatever, I think it's the way it is.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. Are you working on anything right now, or have you collaborated with anybody lately that you could tell us about?
Well, a lot of the songs that have been recorded recently were from my pre-childbirth I didn't give personally give childbirth, my wife did. But I guess we gave birth together. But so I'm getting back into it again. I had a lot of songs in the, I guess, in the notebook that have been recorded recently. And so that's really helped. And I'm starting to write again. And Diane Wilkinson is a great co-writer. I write with a lot. We actually have two songs on our brand new CD that just came out. I would call them two quartet songs on that CD, and very excited about those. And you know, I guess I'm just starting to kind of get back in the groove again after about 6 months of bottle feeding and chasing babies around.
So. Yeah. Do you have a filter? Is your wife your filter, or do you have the guys on the bus sometimes that you'll say, hey, what do you think about this? All right, here's what I've got so far. 80% of the song's done. What do you think?
You know, anybody that'll listen, my filter. I try to get people's opinions on the same song, whether it's my wife, the guys on the bus, or good friends of mine that are maybe on the outside of gospel music that know a little bit about it, but, you know, I want their opinion too. I think you have to have quite a few filters in different parts of your world, I guess.
Yeah.
But I definitely use all of them. Not that I try to seek too much approval, but I just kind of want to know I'm on the right path.
And that's Scotty Inman. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends as we think about Scotty as a songwriter. Maybe a surprise to some people, but he's really knocking it out of the park in this area. And I enjoy hearing this creative process as it happens here. And from Scotty's point of view.
There is a place not made with hands where music's played by the angel band. The saints all call it the promised land, and we only get to go by faith. God rules there from his heavenly throne, where sickness and death will all be gone. Paradise, our eternal home. Heaven will be mine someday, someday. Heaven, sweet heaven, glory. Heaven will be mine someday, someday. This world can't keep any hold on me when the time comes to fly away. One day I'm gonna hear a trumpet sound with a shout from the Lord. I'll be homeward bound. Mine someday, someday.
If not for the cost where the Savior died, where he paid my debt and was crucified, I'd be condemned, never justified, and headed down the lost highway. Oh, praise his name for the blood he shed. He saved me and changed this life I led.
With a shout from the Lord, I'll be homeward bound. Heaven, sweet heaven,
glory.
Heaven will be mine someday, some sweet day.
Heaven, sweet heaven, home eternal.
Heaven will be mine someday.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Scotty Inman's my guest today, and Scotty is a member of the Triumphant Quartet. Sings with his dad in the group. Clayton Inman is Scotty's dad. We're talking to him about his songwriting, and he's doing a lot of that, co-writing with a lot of great people in gospel music and listening to some of those songs today. If we could take you next week and say, carve out your Wednesday or your Tuesday, you know, you have nothing going on, and we're going to fly you to fill in the blank, and you're going to get to sit all day with fill in the blank and write. Who would that be? Who would be your dream co-write?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, a lot of my dream co-writes I've already had, and I mean it the way I said it. Sue Smith, Kenneth Turner West, Tony Wood, Rodney Griffin, Diane Wilkinson, Phil Cross, all these people are dream co-writes of mine, and I'm thankful to have collaborated with them. Honestly, I think because just how what they've meant to our industry, I definitely would love to sit down with Bill and Gloria and write an anthem.
Sure.
Gaither. And I mean, you know, that may sound cliche for a Southern gospel singer, but I really think that's the pinnacle in our business as far as, it is what it is on that. And anywhere that we could possibly write a He Touched Me or Because He Lives, I think anywhere that would work would be where I'd want to write.
That's true. Well, man,
if we could get Elvis to record it too, that would be icing on the cake.
That wouldn't hurt. I'm telling you, man, you'd have a hit for sure.
There are many people living with a sense of false security. They place their faith in the works of men and the things their eyes can see. But the Bible says there's only one true plan for redemption and justification. If you ever want to live in God's eternal home, you need a no-soul salvation.
You gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
If you want to reach the blessed land,
you gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
If you want to join the heavenly band, you gotta take the hand
Father, to secure your soul's destination.
You don't need to think so, maybe so, hope so. You gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
There is only one who ever lived this life without one single sin. He bled and died on a rugged cross. Praise God,
he rose again.
You gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
If you wanna reach the blessed land,
you gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
If you wanna join the heavenly band,
you
gotta take the hand
of the Father to secure your soul's destination.
You don't need to think so, maybe so, hope so. You gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation. The blessed land.
You gotta have a
no-soul, no-soul salvation.
If you wanna join the heavenly band,
you
gotta take the hand
of the Father to secure your soul's destination.
You don't need to think so,
maybe so, hope so.
You gotta have a no-soul,
no-soul salvation.
You don't need to
think so, maybe so, hope so.
You gotta know.
Another song that went to number 5 on the gospel music charts, Legacy 5, No So Salvation, co-written by our guest today, Scotty Inman of the Triumphant Quartet. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Hey, tell me about Embry, your little girl. So life started out a little iffy there at the beginning. I mean, you're a new parent and you had a lot of prayer support there at the beginning. Well, let me back up. You had a lot of prayer support because you're Scotty Inman having a baby. I mean, I think people were already praying before she ever came. And then you did have this moment where you really had a serious need.
Yeah, she, the first week of her life, she had seizures almost immediately that caused her to stop breathing multiple times. One time was in our arms in the ICU. Mm. We were completely... I mean, just scared. Scared And we were already scared to be parents. We were excited, but we were scared about, you know, the things you just don't know about being parents. And then this was thrown at us. And obviously, we asked the question why. We never lost the faith at all. But we asked the question why. I think people understand that. I've heard my whole life, you know, I felt those prayers. I felt prayers. And, you know, and I have felt prayers at different points in my life. But I have never, ever felt peace in a storm like this, ever. The prayers that were prayed for Embry and our family during that time, which it was amazing. Mm. And it got us through that period of time. And she's home now. She's a 21-pound, 29 inches long, a baby girl. Who is crawling everywhere and off the heart monitor and off the seizure medicine, and she's just completely healed. And you're not going to find two happier parents on this earth than my wife and I.
That's cool. Well, man, you have a lot of miles already under your belt, and you've got a lot more to go. And you climb on a bus every week, and you leave your family. And to be very honest, you leave your family to go pursue this ministry. And you're writing, you're giving of yourself, you know, in this way of writing now. What keeps you going? I'm sure it's stories like you just told us about the prayers that you felt from people. Stories have changed lives at the concerts. Is that an accurate answer there? I'm kind of answering the question for you. But what keeps you from saying, you know what, I've served my time, I've done this, now let me go into vinyl repair and stay at home? You know, what's the difference there?
I think everything. I think, first of all, I grew up on the front row at every gospel concert I could find. There's actually pictures floating around of me on the front row as a little kid, at a, you know, a Gold City concert back in the 80s, or a Singing Americans concert, or a Cathedrals concert. I love music. It's in my blood. Mm-hmm. My dad has done it. My dad has sang my whole life. I am a true gospel kid who has grown up in this music, and I love it. I love it as much now as I ever did. Our music matters. It's a message that needs to be heard. It's a message of hope. It's a message of eternal life. It's relationships that you make on the road with people that you're excited to see that are coming to worship with you. It's having five guys on the road that are brothers who are having the time of our lives, doing what we're getting to do, and we're blessed in this season that God has put us in. And who knows how long it'll last, but God is so far an 11-year season together, and it's been amazing. And just all those things together, and having a supportive wife at home who, you know, is excited for you when you leave and excited when you come home. It's everything. It's the whole package that makes this so right. And I'm thankful to be a part of this.
Scotty Inman, featuring his songwriting skills, and this one recorded by The Inspirations, Something About a Prayer.
I have found a secret weapon in these troubled days. Heaven stops and pays attention when I start to pray. Prayer can calm the troubled waters. It can bring light to a child of darkness and bring peace to the one who's drowning in despair. Always a comfort in time of sorrow and a hope for a bright tomorrow. A resting place to cast your every care. No doubt about it, there's something about a prayer. Satan often tries to tell me there's no hope at all. Just one whispered word to Jesus
Jesus, he answers when I call.
Prayer can
calm the troubled waters. It can bring light to a child of darkness and bring peace to the one who's drowning in despair. Always a comfort in time of sorrow and a hope for a bright tomorrow. A resting place to cast your every care. No doubt about it, there's something about a prayer. Always a comfort in time of sorrow and a hope for a bright tomorrow. A resting place to cast your every care. No doubt about it, there's something about a prayer. No doubt about it, there's something about a prayer.
Great songwriting skills we've focused in on today from a young talent in gospel music, maybe one that has surprised you. Scotty Inman of the Triumphant Quartet. We know him as a great guy. We've heard about now is a new dad and obviously great vocal talent, funny guy with Triumphant Quartet. And the songwriting thing's really, really doing well for him as well.
So what's next? You're a singer, you're a dad, you're a songwriter, you're a husband. Are we going to see... Southern gospel wrestling at the next Olympics?
You know what? maybe 7 years ago, I went and played basketball at the community center 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I realized I'm not the same the same creature I was 6 or 7 years ago. I hurt all over. My ankle hurts. My back hurts. My shoulder hurts. And my game hurts. My game is pretty bad.
Yeah.
But... So I don't know. I'm a frustrated NBA basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you know, that or wrestling, Southern Gospel wrestling in the Olympics, whatever. I'm up for whatever.
Yeah, we could create it. You could have an empire. I can see it now. Well,
I'll put you as president of it.
That would be nice. I would like that title. We'd surprise them all. Hey, Scotty, you're great for taking time for this. Keep writing, and we love the sample of music here that features your songwriting skill there. And thanks for all that you do with Triumphant, and just keep looking up. Everything is good, and our love to your family as well, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.